12. Statement of Mr. George Czerny, July 13, 8:15 a.m., interviewed by Officer Ronald Wilberforce. Officer Wilberforce:
Thank you for coming in, Mr. Czerny.
Czerny: You say it Czerny, C-Z-E-R-N-Y. The C is silent. Officer Wilberforce:
Uh-huh. Thanks. I'll make note of that. Detective Ralph Anderson will also want to talk to you, but right now he's busy with another interview, and he asked me to get the basic facts while they're fresh in your mind.
Czerny: Are you towing that car, that Subaru? You ought to get it impounded so no one can pollute the evidence. There's plenty of evidence, I can tell you that.
Officer Wilberforce: Being taken care of as we speak, sir. Now, I believe you were out fishing this morning?
Czerny: Well, that was the plan, but as it turned out, I never even wet a line. I went out just after sunrise to what they call the Iron Bridge, you know, out on Old Forge Road.
Officer Wilberforce: Yes, sir.
Czerny: It's a great place to catch catfish. Many people don't like to fish for them because they're ugly, not to mention that they'll bite you sometimes while you're trying to get the hook out of them. But my wife fries them up with salt and lemon juice, and they taste pretty damn good. The lemon's the secret, you know. And you have to use an iron skillet, what my ma used to call a spider.
Officer Wilberforce: So you parked at the end of the bridge?
Czerny: Yes, but off the highway. There's an old boat landing down there. Someone bought the land it's on a few years back and put up a wire fence with no trespassing signs on it. Never built anything yet, though. Those few acres just sit there growing weeds, and the landing's half underwater. I always park my truck on the little spur road that goes down to that wire fence, which is what I did this morning. And what do I see? The fence is knocked down, and there's a little green car parked on the edge of that sunken boat landing, so close to the water that the front tires were half sunk in the mud. So I went down there, because I figured some guy must have left the titty bar drunk the night before and run off the main road. Had an idea he might still be inside, passed out.
Officer Wilberforce: When you say titty bar, you mean gentlemen please, just out at the town line?
Czerny: Yeah, yes. Men go there, they get loaded, they stuff ones and fives into the girls' panties until they're broke, then drive home drunk. Don't understand the attraction of such places myself.
Officer Wilberforce: Uh-huh. So you went down and looked in the car.
Czerny: It was a little green Subaru. Nobody in it, but there were bloody clothes on the passenger seat, and I thought right away of the little boy that was murdered, because the news said the police were looking for a green Subaru in connection with the crime.
Officer Wilberforce: Did you see anything else?
Czerny: Sneakers. On the floor of the passenger side footwell. They had blood on them, too.
Officer Wilberforce: Did you touch anything? Try the doors, maybe?
Czerny: Hell no. The wife and I never missed an episode of CSI when it was on.
Officer Wilberforce: What did you do?
Czerny: Called 911.